Next item.
Item number 20, from the Milwaukee County Comptroller and the Director, Office of Performance, Strategy, and Budget, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report regarding final expenditures and revenues to be carried over from 2013 to 2014 in accordance with Chapter 32.91 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, as stated, these are the final results of the carryover process. If you look on page 2, there's a table there that lays out the changes between the April report that was approved by the board and then the final report that's in front of you. The major change is really with the airport, and it's a result of booking revenue within that time period from the end of March when we drafted the report until the end of last month. I wanted to point out a couple of things. One of them is that there's about $622,000 in unspent bonds that were lapsed as a part of the year-end process. We're going to be going through those and determining which bonds those are. And then also, similar to last year, we're going to be coming back to you with an unspent bond report relating to all of the existing projects and the bonds that are still there. About halfway through that process, we'll be coming back to you for the June cycle, letting you know how many bonds are outstanding that should have been expended and the ones that are within the expenditure guidelines for the Treasury Department, the IRS area of the Treasury Department.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I know we did get a chance to hear last year's situation. And would you say that things are getting better, that we're able to really be on top of our capital projects so that we're not continue to grow that amount of those amount of bonds that are expiring or being over used past the time that they're supposed to?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, it is a slow process. There has been some improvement. The adjustment that was made last year by issuing less in 13 to use some of those bonds that haven't been expended. We're working with departments. In fact, as a part of this process, what we do is we meet with individual departments, and we start out with A&E, since they're the project managers, to go over what the status of the projects are, basically what is expected to be expended. If it turns out that a project is being delayed, then what our recommendation would be, similar to last year, would be to take those funds and use them towards the 14 bond issue or use them towards other projects that are needed that would be in the five-year plan. So we're walking through that process. It's going to take time to get where the county really needs to be in terms of spending on time, but there is some progress.
And Mr. Chair, if I can, one more question. And if other projects are will be reallocated, those bonds, will it be strictly to the five-year plan, or is there sometimes flexibility given?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, those items will be coming back to the committee, so the committee can choose to adopt what is put together by with departments or choose to make adjustments to that. Unlike last year, where you had a couple of big-ticket items that made it a lot easier to reallocate, these bonds are spread more throughout. It is primarily your 2010 and earlier bonds that need to that should have been expended. That's why we're going to be walking through to see where the projects are in terms of expending. If they're, you know, does it matter if it's done and they're just waiting for the final payment? Well, that's a different situation than but if it's a matter of, well, we really haven't gotten started on it, we're still thinking about when we're going to be able to implement, well, then you probably want to reallocate those because the clock is already ticked down on those. But it will come back to you, Supervisor, and I'll have a report, and if you want to meet with me like last year to sit down and go through it to make sure you understand what's there, I have no problem doing that.
Okay. Thank you so much, Director Bryant. And Mr. Chair, I have to leave to catch a flight, so I like transparency just so the public knows. I'm going to meet up with some elected officials from all over the country, and it should be a good time, so I will.
Mr. Chairman,
before Supervisor Bowen leaves, I move to receive and place on file item 20.
Okay. Take the roll on the motion, please.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend that item number 20 be received and placed on file prevails.
Thank you.
And Mr. Chairman, with respect to item 19, Ms. Bonello and I spoke, and she was to have contacted Mr. Cady, and I believe Mr. Cady was also instrumental in getting this package together for 19. That revised the fund transfer package. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your work. Mr. Comptroller.